Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat Zachor, March 15, 2014, 13 Adar 2, 5774. Tzav, Leviticus 6:1 through 8:36. Maftir, Deuteronomy 25:17 through 19. Haftarah, Esther 7:1 through 10 and 8:15 through 17, and 1 Samuel 15:2 through 34. Devar Torah, What Can We Learn from Taking Out the Garbage? By Jewish educator Robert Tornberg. In reading Parashat Tzav, just 1 week after reading Parashat Vayikra, one cannot help but notice how on the surface these two portions are nearly identical. Both of them go into great detail about the 5 major kinds of sacrifices offered in the tabernacle in the wilderness and later in the temple. There are, however, some obvious differences. In Vayikra, in the very first line, God instructs Moses to speak to the Israelite people and explain the laws of the sacrifices, while in Tzav, Moses is told to command Aaron and his sons. In both cases, very similar explanations of the various sacrifices follow. In Tzav, the entire end of the parasha contains a detailed description of the consecration of the tabernacle and the priests. No such description is included in Vayikra. There are some more subtle differences as well. For instance, the order in which the various sacrifices in the two portions are described is different. And in discussing the burnt offering, the olah, in Tzav, there is a focus on a perpetual fire that must be kept burning on the altar. Both of these factors provide ample opportunity for interesting questions and a variety of responses, which will not be our focus here. There is another subtle difference, however, that is very easy to overlook when we struggle through the detailed descriptions of material as remote from our lives as the sacrifices. In discussing the olah, the text tells us, in Leviticus 6:3-4, the priest shall dress in linen raiment, with linen breeches next to his body, and he shall take up the ashes to which the fire has reduced the burnt offering on the altar and place them beside the altar. He shall then take off his vestments and put on other vestments and carry the ashes outside the camp to a pure place. In short, we have a reasonably specific description of how to take out the garbage. Why would this be included in the sacred text? Is it simply yet another detail for the priests to worry about? Is it just a throwaway couple of lines that teach us nothing important? Is there something to it beyond what is on the surface? Through the centuries, various commentators have been bothered by the inclusion of this section as well. Some focus on the importance of making the sanctuary especially beautiful and ensuring that nothing, certainly not a pile of burnt ashes, mars the awesomeness of the tabernacle. Others argue that this section teaches us that even the priests, people of great holiness, must take care of daily chores as mundane as taking the trash to the dump. One 19th century scholar, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, provides an explanation that gives us a new appreciation for the inclusion of this brief, confusing section of the text. He states, "It is our daily duty to bring to our observance of the mitzvot a new zest, as if each time it were the first occasion we were performing the rite. That which we have performed in the past, we are not free from performing again and again with the same joy. And he shall carry forth the ashes, the relics of the previous day's work, need clearing away, before the new day's work can be begun in a clean and renovated place." This explains the importance of the warning to perform the removal of the ashes, a symbol of the occupation with the previous day's work, in worn-out and old clothes. One must not don the smartest clothes in honor of something performed in the past. That is thrust aside before the fresh mitzvah that each new day bids us observe. So, according to Hirsch, in order for humans to fully appreciate something new, be it a sacrifice, a mitzvah, or a new day's work, it is necessary to take out the garbage and make room, physical and spiritual, for what will be newly created. What an interesting lesson to take away from a seemingly uninspired few words of Torah. What if we really took this lesson to heart as we navigate our lives? What if we put aside our former mistakes as well as our successes in our work lives or even in our family lives and focused on creating something new in our work and our relationships each and every day? How would our lives be different? How would our satisfaction increase? How would we find more meaning in our daily pursuits? And yet, is this realistic? The cycle of Torah responds. Somewhat unusually, this year, the reading of Tzav coincides with a special Shabbat that precedes Purim, Shabbat Zachor. This week, the Maftir, the final lines read at the end of the Torah reading, is a special one related to Shabbat Zachor. It is a section from Deuteronomy 25:17-19, and it tells us that we must remember what our archenemy Amalek did to us as we were wandering in the wilderness. Specifically, the army of Amalek, traditionally considered to be a direct ancestor of the villain of Purim, Haman, attacked the Hebrews from the rear, killing the weakest members of the community. The last words of these few verses instruct us, "Do not forget." This presents an interesting juxtaposition. Hirsch argues that Tzav encourages us to take out the garbage each day, a metaphor for putting aside the past in order to move forward with joy, creativity, and intensity. And yet the Maftir this year comes to tell us that we must not forget the baggage we carry from the past to the present. Is this a mutually exclusive contradiction, an insoluble dilemma? Do these two pieces, which only come together because of an unusual calendar this year, have nothing to do with each other? On the contrary, we can learn a valuable lesson from the fact that these two texts appear side by side this year. We learn that it may actually benefit us to put aside the baggage from the past as we move forward in our lives each day, giving us an openness, freedom, and creativity we would not have if we focused on the past. However, we further understand that we must also remember from where we have come. Only then can we assess the value of what we accomplish in the present. So it is possible that both of these perspectives are correct. Both can help us find joy and meaning in daily life. After all, we recall the famous words in the Babylonian Talmud, Eruvim 13b, that Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. This one and this one are both the words of the living God. Robert Tornberg, RJE, is a Jewish educator with nearly 40 years of experience in synagogue schools, day schools, and as the education director of Delet at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, currently completing the dissertation for his PhD in Educational Administration and Program Evaluation. He plans to develop an independent consulting practice focusing on program evaluation and professional development for Jewish schools, synagogues, and other organizations.